This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico. More than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
You'll soon be able to buy stock at Walmart if you are a Walmart manager. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The largest private sector employer in the world is Walmart. News is Walmart is giving managers a new benefit as it competes for talent in a tight labor market. The retailer will offer managers Walmart stock. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Walmart says its store managers will get up to $20,000 in company stock every year. The exact amount will depend on the size of the stores they run. Managers of supercenters get the $20,000 worth of stock. Those who run smaller neighborhood market stores get $15,000, and managers of hometown stores get $10,000. Walmart says it's also simplifying and increasing managers' wages, so the average salary will go from $117,000 to $128,000 a year. And the retailer says managers who hit their annual targets can get a bonus of up to 200% of their base pay. The labor market is still tight, and Walmart is trying to keep its workers from going to competitors like Target. It's also raised pay for its associates and says its average wage will soon be over $18 an hour. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Microsoft reports profits later today. In recent weeks, Microsoft overtook Apple to become the world's most valuable company when the metric is stock price times the number of stocks equals market capitalization. The trick to that is its big footprint in artificial intelligence, given its investment in OpenAI, maker of ChatGPT. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that.
Artificial intelligence is now a feature in lots of Microsoft's products. Eric Boyd, who leads the AI platform team for the company, says, let's say you get forwarded a long email thread.
You know, what on earth are all these people talking about back and forth? I can just get a summary of this is what's going on with it.
Microsoft has also deployed AI on LinkedIn and in its cloud computing services. And all of that has played a role in helping the company become the most valuable in the world, says IDC analyst Ritu Jyoti, who's also an advisor to Microsoft. She says the company's leadership is getting this technology rollout right.
They had missed the opportunity when it came to cloud. They had become a little bit of a laggard in that.
Jyoti says Microsoft has kept a tight focus on what it wants AI to do.
It was all about bringing tangible business outcomes to the customers.
But Microsoft's position as a leader in AI isn't guaranteed. Dan Hendricks is director of the Center for AI Safety and an advisor to artificial intelligence company xAI.
Companies are spending billions to tens of billions of dollars in trying to compete in generative AI, and it's just started.
Hendricks points to a recent AI hardware purchase by Meta. There is one other thing Microsoft is likely to be dealing with going forward: more government regulation of AI. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
The guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve start their two-day meeting this morning ahead of a briefing on the economy and interest rates tomorrow at about 2 Eastern. Right now, S&P futures are down 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are down just slightly, 9 points. Now to Pandora, not the mythical box that generates complicated problems or the streaming music app, but Pandora, the world's biggest jewelry retailer. Word is Pandora of Denmark reached 100% recycled for all of its silver and all of its gold. Not mining fresh, but recycling saves energy and lots of climate-altering carbon dioxide. The company claims selling only recycled precious metal saves 58,000 metric tons of CO2 in a year. I just did the math, and that's a climate gas savings equivalent to getting 12,000 gasoline-powered passenger cars off the road. There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so San Francisco versus Kansas City in the Super Bowl weekend after next. The ads have already started, including the not-so-vague references to, quote, the big game for advertisers who don't have licenses to say Super Bowl. Watching the playoffs gave our Kimberly Adams a sense of the tone advertisers will strike, including several commercials with subtle nods to the state of the economy.
If you watched the games this weekend, you may have seen an ad for Xfinity Home Internet with two brothers making predictions and wisecracks about their futures.
Maybe we'll even get married one day.
I wonder what I'll be doing.
Probably still living here with mom and dad.
Fast, reliable. Right now, economic conditions are improving, but advertisers have to acknowledge that many people are still struggling, says Akshay Rao, who teaches marketing at the University of Minnesota's Carlson School of Management.
They're not trying to sell the product saying you don't have any money. They're trying to sell the product saying people don't have any money.
The strategy is often humor. Take the talking winged buffalo in this ad for Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every week I save so much, I can finally afford college. Just kidding. No one can afford college. But this deal for wings? Hachi-chachi. What a steal.
That ad tested well with audiences, says Peter Dayball, chief of insights and strategy at iSpot.tv. He says advertisers are trying to convey empathy and...
They're just trying to do it in a way that isn't divisive or doesn't come across as pandering, but does it in a way that is real, but they're not always successful.
For example, a SoFi ad about refinancing student loans with a bride at an altar burdened by a giant bag representing her debt.
Life after student debt is within reach.
I mean, it was funny, but I think the core audience felt it was a little disingenuous. And it's such a major pain point for these people that humor doesn't necessarily fly.
He says when it comes to big financial pain points, advertisers have to be very careful, especially with the short window of an expensive TV ad slot to get the right point across. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Oh, thanks, Kimberly. And in case you didn't study Roman numerals in math or Latin class, what looks like Super Bowl LV III is Super Bowl 58. I've seen some online confusion about that. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.